Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
All right.
It's go time.
Showtime.
It's like, can I get a drum roll?
Drum roll. I'm sure Tucker can put that in.
Yeah, we're going to get Tucker to do extra work.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm joking.
Oh, wow. Tucker's leaving the studio. He's furious.
Not the fryer for nothing, okay?
All right. So I'm just letting you know. You might actually have more moves than me, which is disappointing for, I'm sure, a lot of people.
Wow.
I know.
It's going to be shocking.
It is going to be shocking. All right. My first move is I'm trading Justin Crawford, Mick Abel, William Bergola, and Taijuan Walker to the Angels for Mike Trout and Carlos Estevez.
Love the Estevez add on there.
Thank you.
That is a really, Estevez is a good pitcher.
Yeah.
And he can close. Obviously.
And he can close. So I get my closer. I get Mike Trout.
So wait, say that. So Abel, Crawford, and who?
Bergola. And okay. Taijuan Walker, so I get off the Taijuan Walker.
Taijuan's a big key with the
so it's
salary.
It's three
you're not
top.
Paying any of Trout down, but you're just giving the salary back and in a way paying off the 50, whatever, 60 million that he has left.
54 for Taijuan.
He's 54?
54
million. Oh, yeah, million. So he was 72. Oh, wow. So yeah, he was a little higher in the first year.
He's about 18 million a year. There's 18 million a year left on his deal.
I thought it was 14 million a year. Did I do bad math? 72 for.
I looked on spot.
Matt, that's my fault. Wow, he makes 18 million a year. That's crazy.
Isn't that awesome? Isn't that great?
That's crazy.
Doesn't that make
for
you excited?
Some reason in my head, I had 14 million. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's 18. No, it's terrific. 18. It's awesome.
Yes. Get rid of that.
I just
please.
So yeah. So Justin Crawford, who I think is gonna be pretty good.
I do too.
But we'll see. They already have a lot of center fielders or a lot of outfielders.
We don't know if he's going to develop power. Like his whole, he either is going to be a nice ball player or a great player, and it's going to depend on if he can develop some power or not.
Mick Abel, I still think has a chance to be a stud, but like there's just major control issues with him. So, I think another year of kind of development would do wonders for him.
Oh,
I don't think he's ready for next year.
Los Angeles.
Oh yeah, they're gonna develop him so well.
it's
almost like you could put whatever prospect, and I'd be like, they're not gonna be able to develop him.
His career didn't work out. Yeah. That sucks.
Besides, Hoppy worked out.
Yeah, but Hoppy just hits.
Yes.
I don't think and to be fair, I think Hoppy was like ready for the majors when we traded him more mm-hmm. or less too, so they didn't really have to develop him.
Yeah. So I'm getting Mike Trout. Like I just. The more and more I think about it, like I want a right-handed patient bat.
I love how in you are.
When
you first started, you were like, you made the trout fishing joke on that pod, and you're like, going trout fishing. It was like kind of in jest, but kind of serious. And now you're like fully in on trout fishing.
Well, because I think they're getting one of the best players at a discount in the history of baseball. And the injury stuff, I'm not acknowledging the injury stuff. But even a semi-injured Mike Trout is still a really good baseball player, as long as he's healthy in October and whatever. And I think they have a better chance to manage him here. And
which is the key.
And I think that I do, like, at some point he has to leave Los Angeles if he wants to have any semblance of like a
legacy,
kind of for his career. So it feels like the right time for it. The Angels, when they lose Ohtani, I mean, is he going to be looking around like, what the hell do I have here? Why am I staying here? Because I don't want to, you know, be in the bright lights of whatever town I go to. I mean, like, the Cardinals, I think, would be in on him. But, like, I just don't know where he goes to, I mean, here. I don't think the Yankees, I think the Yankees are probably going to get Soto.
This is my perfect offseason. I do not expect the Phillies to get Juan Soto. In fact, I think it is highly unlikely the Phillies will get Juan Soto.
Like, the Mets, they talk about going into a 2-year rebuild. Do they want to trade for Mike Trout right now? Like, Red Sox,
I think Soto is more likely for the Mets to trade him for a year and then sign him. They're more likely to just wait and try and sign him, though, if anything, I think.
Of course. So I just think it's the right time. And I think if you can get Taiwan in the deal, it pays down, it takes a little bit of money off your books. You have 7 years, 220 left on Trout, I believe. It's not like insane. You know, we're paying Castellanos $125 million over 5 years, you know. So
I thought he was 100, wasn't he?
I thought he's 5-125. Either way,
yeah, I think he's 500.
He's 360 left.
He's 500because he was the same amount but one extra than Schwarbs.
Right. So bring me Mike Trout and bring me Carlos Estevez, who I wanted them to sign last year.
Yeah,
and they did not.
Yeah,
I'm signing Yoshi Yamamoto to 6 years, 175.
Love that we're on the same page on this.
Don't have to give up a draft pick,
yep,
which is important to me.
That's for sure, yeah.
And I think he's just really freaking good. That's like, you look at his pitch mix, it's Darvish-ish. Darvish had more pitches, but he has that little flippy curveball that he can get in. My one pitching concern with Yamamoto is the fastball. Like, the four-seamer just looks a little flat. So, but he did show a feel for a two-seamer and a cutter in some of the videos I saw. So, but I like, he doesn't walk people. He pitches deep into games. Seems like a horse. And he's 25 years old. So, pitching big games over there, like, that matters. That matters. Yeah. And I would just, like, Blake Snell at 31, no interest. Nola.
Which is just, I mean, Blake Snell today or last night just won his second
Cy
Young. No, I'm with you. I did the same thing. I went Yamamoto. We both said we'd rather have Nola than Snell. You know, obviously years and money are part of it, but I just think it is pretty funny because I don't ever remember someone who's like had just won the Cy Young that year who, like, more people are like,
Yeah, I'm good. Stark laid it out really well yesterday about how, like, first off, they said they're lukewarm, which is good, but, like, he's just so, you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You have no idea what you're getting. And paying him off a career-ish year, it doesn't add up to me. So I'm getting Yamamoto. And I think him and Wheeler into Painter is a really good future 1-2-3.
Me too, man.
I think
and Ranger's a good four. Like, I think you got, like,
Ranger, the four is a steal.
That's what I'm saying. And even Sanji, we like him. Like that is your rotation through this window. I mean, that you got, assuming everyone stays healthy, you got one of the best rotations in baseball for the next 4 years.
Yeah, and I think Yamamoto's floor is really high, too. Ceiling, I mean, obviously Snell's ceiling's higher.
Yeah, well, Snell's ceiling is
but I think his floor, like, I think Yamamoto for the next 6 years, 7 years, is probably going to be a 3-5 and below guy years.
It's kind of like getting a new Aaron Nola in a lot of ways, right? Where it's like the high end is high. He's like a top five Cy Young type guy, potentially, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's never, or theoretically, we believe he's never going to give you those bottom seasons where he's going to just go out and eat innings for you and give you good stuff.
And stuff-wise, like, he's been compared a lot to Tanaka. I think his stuff's better than Tanaka's.
Yeah.
Darvish's stuff was really, really good.
Darvish's stuff was silly.
Yeah.
Especially, like you mentioned before. I mean, I don't ever remember someone, like, where it's like, oh, this guy's got, like, 15 pitches.
Or he's got a lot.
Like, 8 pitches or 9, like,
pitches
he can really throw. I mean, that's, like, that's crazy.
And one of those pitches, Schwarber hit 488 feet.
You're damn right. Good job.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I am signing. I feel like I have been...
Real quick, I just want to, again, it makes me so happy that we're both on Yamamoto. Sometimes I feel like I'm, you know, not bringing it enough at the perfect offseason, or I'll feel like I didn't. You know, I'm happy to hit on the pitcher you hit on. It makes me feel good in my soul.
Good. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like I've wanted the Phillies to sign this guy for a while because I think he's a veteran, I think he's a winner, and I think he's someone that would make this team better. Sign Michael Brantley to a one-year, $8 million deal.
Oh, yes!
Need him.
He's a good player.
He played left field in the playoffs last year. Not well.
Dude, he's been a good player for
forever.
A long time. All he does is hit. He
forever.
Goes off and just freaking smacks it all over his
head. And it's just like, late in the game, it's, you know, I don't need the right-handed bench bat because I have Trout now. So like, it's more of a luxury.
Do you remember, tangentially related to the Phillies in a way, do you remember Michael Brantley, he originally got started in Cleveland, do you remember who he was traded for? Who was one of the centerpieces, one of two centerpieces.
Oh, yeah.
CC Sabathia to the Brewers, obviously would lead into the playoffs.
So long ago.
Michael Brantley was a part of, isn't that crazy? Yeah. He was a part of that trade.
Yeah. Obviously he's been with the Astros forever. Like he's been in a million LCSs now. Cause it's all they do is go to the LCS.
No, yeah. No, he's got big moments. Yeah. Big at bats. Yeah. He's not going to be afraid of the moment.
So I think like bringing in a guy like that older, that's what I wanted last year.
He's like a better version of Eddie Rosario. What I'm talking about. Like he's better hitter.
So it's what I wanted heading into the playoffs last year. I was like, I feel like they're a veteran. They need that veteran bench bat that I can trust in a big moment.
Like Rosario, that idea, but Brantley's a better hitter than Rosario.
Had Brantley been on the team last year, he's probably batting for Johan Rojas in the fourth. And then he can go Pache and play defense and stuff. So I'm just bringing Michael Brantley in. Give me a professional hitter.
Yeah. I think it's a great call.
Now this one, all right, this is actually my last move.
Wow.
I know. I'm signing either Eric Fedde or...
Oh, but Eric Fedde crushing Japan.
No, the KBO.
KBO, excuse me, in Korea, excuse me.
I'm signing either Eric Fedde or Luis Severino. Okay. For 1 year, $10 million. I need Seve.
Hold up. You think Seve's going to cost $10 million?
Dude, he got like a 60 ERA last year.
That's my point.
I think it's too much.
Like 1 year, $5 million or something. With all the injuries and all the, he was like the worst pitcher in baseball for a month this year.
Come on down.
I don't think he costs anywhere near $10 million.
Okay, whatever. I will never quit Seve.
And Fedde is like a vet minimum contract.
I don't know.
I guess how
off of Merrill Kelly.
I mean, when he won the Triple Crown there?
Dude, he had a 2 ERA over there. And like, and more importantly, and why I won Eric Fedde, and for everyone listening,
if you've listened to IOs for a while, Jack. Asking to sign Eric Fedde, it's like the world is upside down right now. That's all I'm going to say.
There was no pitcher I felt more confident in the last 5 years. He was the new Volstead than the Phillies destroying Eric Fedde.
No, that's what I mean. It was
every pitch. There is no one I was like, bet the over, bet a Harper home run. They're going to smoke Eric Fedde.
No doubt.
Smoke Eric Fedde. He was a new Volstead for me. Remember how much they used to crush Chris Volstead?
This is what I'm saying is I've heard like all the Eric Fedde references on this podcast until now were about how much we crush him. Like that was it.
And now,
the time he's been brought up.
Need him.
What happened?
Well, so the story is
did
that
he, like changes mechanics, get a new pitch. Like what do you do over there?
So the Nationals never had high velocity or high speed cameras. So like he had no idea about pitch shapes or anything.
Oh my god.
Until
organizational mismanagement.
Organizational mismanagement went over there to the KBO.
The Nationals, I mean they've been on top of the Strasburg, they've been really on top of stuff.
So like he apparently now understands everything about pitch shapes. I looked at exactly one sinker from him, and I said,
"I don't need to see anymore.
Don't need to see anymore." That's one of the best sinkers I've ever seen. He figured it out. He figured it out. He was a first round pick, also a Vegas kid.
Yeah.
And I need him. So
it's a great under the radar call by you on like so many levels. The obvious hilarity of it, but I like the call.
Yeah.
And
shout out to Robert Orr.
You know, is that so? He's good, Robert Orr. Yeah, I enjoy him. But you know me, like I am such a sucker for this type of thing.
Maybe it's a prisoner
about this stuff now knows about it. Like, yeah, I'm in. Like, that's the kind of I look. Whether it's a mechanical change, whether it's a new pitch, whether it's a new way of looking at how you pitch, all type of stuff. Like, I am a sucker for that stuff.
And maybe I'm a prisoner of the moment because I had to watch Merrill Kelly in a game six shove against us, and he figured it out over in the KBO.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I realized that I haven't changed my water bottle since game seven.
Wow, you're still.
I'm holding on. Now we're on camera, so people can see it.
Shout out to Maureen. Works in the cafeteria upstairs. She is the one who gave us those bottles. So shout out to Maureen. Big fan of the show.
Yep.
Love you, Maureen.
I'm sure everyone's on board my Eric Fetty pick. So Eric Fetty or Luis Severino. Like Severino, I don't think he'll be that bad. I don't think he'll cost a lot of money.
He is crazy talented.
Like now he's barely pitched since like.
And he did have a real injury that caused him to miss like a season of baseball. Yeah.
Bring him here. Bring him here. Need him.
The talent's there. I think it was not exact. Luis Severino and Eric Fetty have completely gone.
Would also consider Frankie Montas.
That's a staple of the perfect all season back in the day.
It really is.
Frankie Montas has been mentioned.
Give me Sevy, Fetty, or Frankie Montas.
What are we doing?
That's my five. No.
That's phenomenal work by you.
So Wheeler, Yamamoto, Ranger, Chris Sanchez, Severino / Fetty / Montas.
Love it.
The one thing there, and I was trying to find someone else that could sign, that could be, but I don't want to sign a guy for a 6-man rotation. But like that's leaving myself a little bit bare on the back end with, you know, because who knows how long those guys are going to stay healthy. Although Fetty should be all right from that standpoint. He was reliably bad for the Nationals for a long time, so never got hurt. He was consistently
out there. You're right.
Lineup: Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Trouty. Stott, Boehm, JT, Marsh, Castellanos.
We both put Casty 9. That's hilarious.
It's the only way it makes sense.
I know.
It's the only way it makes sense. Bullpen: Estevez, Alvarado, Sir Anthony, Kirkering, Strom, Soto, Hoffman.
I can't believe you only added one bullpen guy.
Well, because they don't need it.
Like, I know, but it's so surprising.
They're so Fangraphs does the depth charts or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like if you go to
roster resource Fangraphs, they put them together. Yep.
The relief pitcher was ranked number one. The Phillies are the best bullpen in baseball.
Unbelievable. How far we've come.
And they all throw hard. Yeah. Estevez kind of cooled off towards the end of last year.
He did, but he was really good early on.
Yeah. So I have a top bullpen. I have Mike Trout, and I have my new number two that's 25 years old. Very happy.
I love it.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.